talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we go. It's a Getaway Friday, really a Getaway Friday, the last broadcast day of 2023, Friday, December 29th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. And guess what? In the ongoing saga that is Marion, Ohio at this point, we open this hour with, I guess, really what you would call breaking news. I'm never sure what breaking really means, but we'll call it breaking news at this point. As of a few minutes ago, City Council has called a special meeting on New Year's Eve at 1 p.m. The special meeting was called by Council Members Neff, Fosnaugh, and Pollock for the purpose of discussing and overriding the mayor's veto on incoming salary increases approved by the City Council, specifically the mayor, law director, and auditor salaries. And they identify the ordinances. That's all it's about. 1 p.m., City Council, Sunday, New Year's Eve, all about overriding the vetoes. But just to be fair, these are all Republicans calling this meeting. Neff, Fosnaugh, and Pollock. All right. Pastor Craig, what do you think?
What I think is they'll probably not even have enough people there attend the meeting to even take a vote. I would be surprised if they can get enough members. It's New Year's Eve. This is Friday afternoon. I imagine, you know, some of your council members may even be out of town.
Well, I just got a message from Aaron Rollins, who is not on that list, but he said, I will say that we need the increase. We need to be able to replace the auditor with someone who can get our fiscal accountability issue resolved. This is the most critical in my mind. Yes, I will be attending, and yes, I will be voting to push them through the legislative process. I will continue to push for a city charter to prevent these types of situations from arising in the future as well. So there's another yes vote. Okay. That's four.
All right.
You need seven.
You need seven. So we'll see.
So we know where Pollock, Fosnaugh, and Neff are all going to be, obviously. And now we know where Rollins is going to be. So that leaves it up to Gerstein, Schauber, Ratliff, and Thomas.
And it'll be interesting to see if all of them show.
Okay, Matt, what do you think? And by the way, this is why you keep talking about things and never let them up until they're done.
That's right. Because look how much the story has changed in literally 24 hours.
Will the mayor be there on Sunday? He still will be the mayor on Sunday, Mayor Schertzer. And will he be there to explain why he changed his mind?
I bet not.
You don't think he'll show?
I don't think he'll show.
All right.
The last day of his administration, nah, I wouldn't show.
Maybe I'll ask him here.
There you go.
We got to reach out. So Matt, talk for a minute, and then Pastor, you talk for a minute, and I'll see what I can do over here.
Okay.
You know, I think that it'd be pretty cool if you know the mayor did show up to the city council meeting. I mean, he vetoed it. I think it only makes sense for him to be at the meeting to overturn his veto because what if they have questions about, I don't know, why he vetoed it, even though I think he made himself pretty clear.
Do you think it can get heated?
Oh, probably.
Are you going to go there with your popcorn and a pop and just sit back and watch the fireworks?
Every city council meeting I am off, I try to attend.
Something is, but this is one issue. This is not going to be going down the whoop-de-doos. This is one issue. I would be shocked if Mayor Schertzer didn't attend, because this is all about his vetoes.
Okay.
So what do you think,
yeah,
Pastor?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I don't know if he has other plans for Sunday.
At 1 o'clock?
At 1 o'clock.
I don't know. So we know there's four in the yes column at this point.
It'll be interesting. You know, when we were just on the break, we were kind of going over the numbers and the people. And, you know, realistically, they have to get seven yes votes there.
Yes.
Will they there? Will they even be able to get seven people there?
Well, we know four.
Right.
We got it four. Haven't heard anything from Ratliff. Haven't heard anything from Schauber. Haven't heard anything from Thomas. Thomas didn't attend the last meeting. Haven't heard anything from Gerstein.
Interesting.
So here we are. Does the mayor's veto carry weight with people? That's a question.
Yeah, I think so. I think it does. I mean,
because we know the raises passed with only one person voting against them. Right. They had the supermajority there. But now because he's vetoed them, will they not vote to overturn the vetoes?
I could be wrong, but I think he does, even though he's, you know, in his last days, I do believe that he does carry a certain amount of weight, and I could see where one or two people might possibly change their stance on those pay raises because he has vetoed it and the reasons that he vetoed it for.
Looking at this right now, I think one of those people could be Ayers Ratliff, because apparently he voted yes.
Mm-hmm.
Schauber, I imagine, would continue to vote yes.
Again?
Against.
Yeah.
And Gerstein and Thomas, if Thomas doesn't show, there's three.
You know, I think that his reasons for vetoing it were pretty pretty persuasive, I guess. It's probably not the best word, but you know, the financial problems facing Marion are such, and the fact that those offices are getting a small raise anyway, that's long been voted in, so they're getting a small raise anyway January 1st. I think his reasons are, again, I think they're good reasons. I think they could be persuasive when you take into consideration the whole fiscal problem facing Marion today.
We're taking this right up until the last day of the year.
I mean, I don't know that that him saying that Marion has a financial problem is going to cause any more of an issue than it already. Sorry, let me rephrase. I don't know that the veto will stand, because I mean, they had the only person to vote against it was Jason Schauber, and it's not necessarily like any of the issues listed by Mayor Schertzer had been unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they brought up in the city council meeting that they don't know how much money they have in the bank. They're writing checks like a child with their parents' checkbook. It's bad, and so like they know it. They will be brought up in city council meetings. It just seems that they don't care, or they think it'll be okay.
Well, I just got word from Mayor Schertzer, and the question: will you be in attendance on Sunday? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go.
So the mayor will be there.
Bring your popcorn.
So
it's a Donnybrook.
I'm interested.
You know, that could not be a pleasant meeting.
So, Scott, are you going to do a special broadcast on the radio station at 6 p.m. Sunday night with what happened at council?
See, this, Matt, this is why I told you, you do New Year's Eve broadcasts. This is why you do them.
You see, but I had a party to go to.
Oh, no. The party might be put on.
What time are you going to the party?
Well, you know, it'd probably be from, like, you know, all day to, like, you know, until everybody goes to sleep.
When is your party starting on New Year's Eve?
Probably when it's dark outside, so probably like 6 or 7. So, okay, I got the time to go to the
city council. So you got the time to watch the city council meeting, yeah. Take notes, then be over here at 3 in the afternoon, fill Scott in on everything that went on, and then he can do a live broadcast.
Yeah, but then I got to ditch Scott and be like, all right, Scott, see you. Have fun here until 12:30 all by yourself.
You know what? I think a lot of people are going to want to be in on this on Sunday, to be honest with you. I think this has become a much bigger issue now.
I'm excited. It's a good one.
Well, it's high politics on the local level. By the way, if anybody's got any questions, 740-383-9944. Well, I bet we find out now why the mayor changed his mind.
I bet you...
Yeah, I would say so.
So, I guess asking why earlier was not a bad thing.
No.
Does anybody have any feeling on this special meeting? Good or bad idea? 740-383-9944. Is this a good or bad idea?
Well, also, too, I just do want to say that, you know, about the mayor changing his mind, he only changed part of his mind because he did sign the legislation that gave pay raises to council and, you know, council and the others. So he was partly right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
I've been listening intently for the last couple hours, and I have one burning question.
Go right ahead.
Is Pastor Craig allowed to do top 10 lists?
Well, sure. I don't know why he wouldn't be.
All right. I'm feeling infringed upon.
Well, let me.
Yeah, we do. I do keep people at certain bay. I do. I reign with a heavy iron fist around here.
I did not in any way mean to take your position, and that's why I went with other people's top 10 lists that had to do with national news stories. I certainly stayed away from local issues, Bob. I would never do that.
Well, as long as it's the end of the year.
It is. And we got to get that time.
I'm just yanking you.
No. Any thoughts on the show in general here, Bob? It's been a big news morning.
It has been. I mean, you're right on top of it there. I mean, this is a crushing issue there for the city of Marion.
But you have any thoughts on what's going to happen Sunday?
Well, if everybody shows up, I think they'll override the veto.
And what will that say to the... We have not had.
I think that's going to be hard getting everybody to show up.
We have not had one citizen call in who said they thought the pay raises were a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people in charge know best, don't they?
Well, I guess we'll find out on Sunday.
Hey, Bob, I don't mind you calling in and you know holding me my feet to the fire because it's not the first time it's happened today.
No, not the first time today, even. Whoa.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a great 2024.
We certainly. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks. Oh, and Scott, I did get your card.
Oh, good, good. So the card even made it to... So I think they've made the rounds in Marion.
Yeah, yeah. Although those photos in there, we had to get a magnifying glass out to look at them.
Well, you know, I'm glad that those photos are so small because a lot of those people are no longer here, so that's okay. Those were the ghosts of... I call that card the ghost of Christmas past.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Have a good day.
Yeah, that's a little funny story. We have little cards that I have... Because you want to personalize the WGH. You've gotten the card, haven't you, Pastor?
Yes, Chris? Yes.
So you saw the little card that's in there.
Yes.
And many of those people are no longer with the station. But we just haven't printed a new card up.
Right.
Next year, we'll get new cards.
And you didn't want to take the time to cut those people out of the picture. We didn't want to take the time to cut those
people. No, we would have taken time to do that because it's so little. I didn't want to do that. So I thought, we'll leave them on there for one more year, Ghost of Christmas Past, and then we'll see what happens. I got a question. Am I going to be on Sunday night? There's a good possibility that I'll be on Sunday night at this point. I guess stay tuned to Facebook is the way to figure that out. I can get sound from the meeting. Hopefully the mayor will speak. I don't think he'll speak long, but I think he might speak on his last day in office. Bill Collins, doors open. We'll see what happens. And council members, I think they're... Schauber, I think, would speak to us. Ratliff, I think, would speak to us. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I think you ought to schedule a show for 5 p.m.
5 p.m.?
And then that way you can line all those people up for their when they want to speak on the air.
Just bring them all on.
Yeah, just bring them all on.
We could have... I'm telling you, you got to tune in tonight. We might actually... First time on a Friday night, we might actually have to open up with a news story tonight just to see if there's been any movement on the people attending this meeting on Sunday, which could be a big part in this whole story. All right, let's do a top 10 list here. Speaking of top 10 lists...
The official... Top 10
the
list.
Official WGH top 10 list from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. The first top 10 list today of two, top 10 things to do to succeed in 2024 that require zero talent. Be on city council.
Be on city council.
I thought that would be right on the list here. Number 10.
Be on WGH. No.
Can we get a special top 10 list if we do a special broadcast on Sunday? top 10 reasons not to overturn the veto of the mayor.
Be prepared to not write another top 10 list, Bob.
I never saw a top 10 list with Scott Spears Day on it, by the way. I was hoping.
Yeah, you know.
Top 10 ways to celebrate Scott Spears Day. It never happened. Well, you know, here's wishing for 2024.
He's got a lot of material available to him.
That's a lot of material. Top 10 things to do to succeed in 2024 that require zero talent. Number 10, be prepared. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 9, always do extra.
There you go.
Number 8, be coachable.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Number 7, be passionate.
There you go.
Of course.
Number 6, have a good attitude.
Yep.
Number 5, have good body language. Number 4, make an effort. Number 3, be energetic. Number 2, have a good work ethic. And the number 1 thing to do to succeed in 2024 that requires zero talent, be on time.
Be on time?
Not directing that toward anybody.
No. But you know... This was a very good list, actually.
That was a good list. I wanted to run through it quickly because I thought it was a thinker. I didn't want to make too much fun.
No, and you know, it really wasn't humorous.
Bob will be glad to hear that. It really wasn't humorous, Bob.
Oh, no.
We're better next year, Bob. Humorous top 10 list. We've always had this discussion about the top 10 list, and next year we'd like him to be humorous. No, this whole bland that you've been giving us all year has not worked.
No, that's...
See, you got caught in it there. You got caught.
No. Generally, his lists, there's a certain amount of humor to them. This was like a serious list. Now, he did sneak in some good humor on the number 1 top 10 thing, you know, because it was personally directed at somebody.
It was personally directed.
Is that right? I wonder who that was. Oh, I wouldn't want to name the person's name. They might get embarrassed.
Exactly. Never ask why. No comment. No comment. Well, here we are now. It's the story of the day. We've talked about the meeting. Well, let's talk about the veto for a second. What about the man from Claxton, Georgia? What a pal he was, Sarah. Did you enjoy that? Now it's not Rufus, it's Ralph. And we didn't get a chance to talk with Ralph. We talked with the owner of the Claxton Fruitcake Company, whose name I had written down, and apparently
is Dale Parker.
Was it Dale Parker?
It was Dale
Parker.
What
did I do with the man's name?
You wrote it right there, didn't you not?
No, it's on an index card.
Where is it? Did you steal the index card?
No, you put it inside your... Yeah, I stole it. Did you shove it in your hoodie?
No. Top 10 lists aren't number.
I thought it was on an index card.
I think it was on an index card.
You carried it out with you when I was on the radio.
It sure didn't get mixed up with your index cards?
No, I don't know.
Man alive, we're having trouble already.
Let's see.
Nothing under the board there.
Nope, I couldn't even sneak it out in my index cards.
Oh, poor Dale Parker. My gosh, what's going on with the world right now? Okay, well, in any event, here we are. And so the vetoes in general, good idea, bad idea?
I think it was a good idea.
Good idea.
Good idea. What happened?
He vetoed it.
I understand that. But what happened in that five-hour period?
Well, I told you earlier, he knew when he was talking to you at 9 o'clock or whatever, he knew he was going to veto them. But he didn't want to announce it on the radio show. He wanted to, the first announcement of the veto was going to be at 3:30 when
but
he
why?
Submitted it.
I mean, maybe.
He didn't want to give.
This certainly didn't stop this meeting.
No, but he didn't want to give anybody any chance to know what he was going to do before he did it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I necessarily agree, but he might be... Partly right there. Like, he might have just waited so long to say anything, and he might have even said that he was thinking about passing it because he just wanted to stay on ahead of everybody else. He didn't want them to be able to plan around his veto.
Well, I think they did.
Well, I mean, they tried, I don't think I would have been planning around for a veto when I heard the mayor say that as of today he's looking at passing.
He didn't want to give anybody a chance to do anything until he actually did it. If he told you on the radio at 9:15, then they would have a chance to react to it before he's even officially done the veto.
So that is a lie then. But his answer would have been a lie.
When he said he had a high probability of signing them, it was not a definite, I will sign them. It's a high probability.
No, but that's not what you're saying. You're saying that he knew he was going to veto them coming in.
Yeah.
So when he said, I have a high probability that I will sign them, that's a lie.
No, because he signed the one for the council raises.
But I asked him about all of them.
I know. He gave himself wiggle room.
he gave himself wiggle room to change.
Right.
But what you're saying is he knew coming in that he was going to veto those.
I believe he did.
So when he made that statement, that's a lie.
Well, no, because he did sign the council one. So
but that wasn't a question.
But that was no. But that gives him his wiggle room, in that well. He could come out and say, well, I signed the council raises and I had second thoughts on the other.
Right, but that's not what you're saying. You're saying he knew walking in that morning that he was going to veto them.
Right.
So he didn't have second thoughts. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, but we can't prove that he knew what he was doing. So he has an out.
Right, but that's what I don't understand here, is what was the point of saying it in general?
Because he didn't want to announce that, yes, he was going to veto.
Just got another message. Am I going to be at the meeting on Sunday?
There's Matt's going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there at the very least.
So you're leaning towards Scott?
Well, I don't know if I can trust Matt's report. I mean,
I wouldn't.
I mean, what is that?
I wouldn't.
So you're going to get interviews with people and throw the microphone up in people's face? So
I mean, you know, he's going to be going, come on, people. I got a New Year's Eve party to go to.
That's right. I don't think you can trust that.
You can't be here until midnight. I got stuff to do.
Taking pictures and getting audio.
There's a lot happening at the city council meeting. Like, I get so, like, stuck in the city council meeting.
You don't take the pictures.
Yeah, the one I'm there with Scott, I keep forgetting
to
take pictures.
Hey, take a picture.
Because I just get so stuck in the city council meeting. I'm like, man, this is interesting. And all of a sudden, I look over and Scott's over there, you know, telling me to take pictures.
Now explain, Pastor Craig, what Matt was just doing. Yeah.
For those of you who don't have, you can't see what we're doing here, because this is radio, Matt is with his thumb and his finger, like taking pictures. He's clicking pictures with his finger on an imaginary phone.
Yes. So apparently that's what I do during this. When I can't speak, I give the signal.
Yeah.
That's the international signal for start snapping pictures.
Now I understand what my grandfather was trying to say when at 95 years old he would sit there and go like this.
He wanted pictures.
Right, right.
He wanted pictures. Well, you know, it's one of those, I don't know what Sunday will be like. How'd you spend New Year's Eve? Well, I was at the city council. Hearing people argue.
Yeah.
Ay. What a day.
Can you think of a better way to spend your New Year's Eve?
No. Christmas Eve was at Carrington's, and now New Year's Eve will be at City Hall. Who has more fun than me? What a life. Gotta love those Eves. Then show up next day for the swearing in.
There's only two of them in a year, in the course of a year, and they're a week apart.
You know what? There'll be nobody there audience-wise.
No.
Because nobody will know about it.
Right.
That's an interest, because unless you listen to this station,
you don't even know.
You don't even know what's happening.
Right.
So it'll be us.
It'll be us.
It'll be us and them.
It'll be good.
There you go.
Maybe you can get a seat up there. I want to sit in the mayor's box for the last one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get in the mayor's box before he comes down, and he comes in. I say, oh, these seats are yours. Do you have your ticket? Show me your ticket. I think you're in the wrong seat.
It'll be his last... His last chance to sit in those seats.
Who would have thought it would go 16 years would go down this way? This is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and you know, and that was a comment that he made several times in several interviews, that the whole course of events has been strange. You know, Mayor Schertzer commented about that. You know, and usually his comment about the events being strange, I think was the word he used, or something similar to that, were also part of his longer dissertation about lack of institutional knowledge. And I think, you know, I think his concern is about the total number of new people coming in. There's, you know, new people on council. There's a new mayor that don't have any kind of background. And I think he's kind of concerned about they don't even know the rules and the proper rules. And he made a comment about that yesterday, you know, that they have to learn the rules and follow the rules. He was kind of indicating that there's a problem with people not knowing all the rules and following them.
Well, and by the way, going back, which we thought this was erased when he vetoed the mayor's pay raise, there is a question on if that was even done properly.
Right.
Because they voted to suspend the rules.
Right.
And they voted not to suspend the rules.
Right.
And then they voted it in anyway.
Right.
So we're not even sure if that's legal to begin with.
Right. And I think that has something to do with, you know, some of the people, their inexperience.
What is going on in this city? That's what I asked the mayor. What is going on? I mean, can somebody not answer that? Do they even know what the budget is at this point?
Well, now see, Scott, when you go back to an interview you had with him, I believe it was your Tuesday morning interview with him.
I thought about getting him a show because he's on so often. I thought he should be a co-host.
Yeah, the Scott Show.
Yeah.
And then people won't know who they're getting, you or him.
Him or I.
But I believe it was on the Tuesday morning interview, he made the comment that there was a swearing-in ceremony on New Year's Day where the new members are going to be sworn in, and then immediately after that, there's a council meeting. And he said the purpose of the council meeting is they have to authorize the budget for 2024. And then he made a comment that they don't even have good budget numbers.
Exactly.
So how do you expect five people who've never been on council before to come together, vote on a budget where they don't even have good budget numbers?
You know something that's also strange about this? Do you think the mayor knows how to count votes?
Yeah.
After 16 years?
Yep.
You know, he just does. Now, has he counted the votes and knows that they can't overturn it? Because he had to know that this was coming.
Yeah, I think so.
Or did he do this as a statement of, I tried to stop you, and look what you're doing?
Yeah, I think it could be both of those. You know, he may know exactly where it stands. He may have been counting votes. He may be, you know, depending on, he may not have been able to get information from people. But I think he has a pretty good idea where the vote stands. And I think he's going to make a...
Do you think he will try, now that it's solidified, try to bend some arms before Sunday? He didn't have to bend many.
I don't think he would.
You don't think he'd call up Schauber or Ayers or Thomas?
I don't know. I mean, even if they override his veto, I mean, he can say, hey, I tried to stop it. You know, they overruled my veto. I did everything to stop it.
Right. So which one are you leaning more toward? Did he know that his veto would be overridden and he just wanted to make that statement? Or he knows they don't have the votes to do it?
I think he knows they don't have the votes to do it.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's tricky because we know they've got four. Four have went on record saying they're going to vote to overturn it. So they've got to get three more. And that leaves Mike Thomas, who it's even debatable if he'll be there. Leaves Ayers Ratliff, who I'm guessing would be a no. And Schauber, who I'm guessing would be a no. So that leaves one person. That leaves Gerstein. And will Gerstein vote? And if he votes yes, then I guess... Now, how many votes is that? Now, wait a second. Because we're leaving out somebody here.
Yeah, you're leaving out...
Because we've got... So we'd have Pollock, Fasnacht, and Neff. Rollins have all said yes.
Yes. Okay.
So we've got probably Schauber, Ratliff, and Thomas are going to be in the no category.
Mm-hmm.
So that's seven.
Mm-hmm.
Gerstein, we don't know.
Right, and then you've got somebody else.
Who's the other one? There's somebody we're leaving out here. Who are we leaving out? First ward's Gerstein, second ward's Ratliff, third ward Schauber, fourth ward... No, third ward is not Schauber, is it? Is Schauber in the third? Third. Fasnacht, I think, is in the fourth. Neff, I think, is in the sixth. The at-large are Pollock, Rollins, and Thomas.
Well, Neff, we don't know.
Well, no, Neff.
Oh, Neff, that's right. He's one of those. Yeah.
Let me look up who's on. What name am I forgetting? Oh!
Are we forgetting?
Feliciano.
Feliciano.
Jose. Oh, man. Jose, can you see on Sunday? Well, Feliciano. Now, Feliciano's a Republican, but he's also worried about financial stability in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see Fasnacht going?
You mean
Feliciano?
Feliciano. Fasnacht's going to vote yes. Feliciano.
I say there's a fair chance he might vote yes.
I think he's going to vote yes.
I don't know him. I don't know him.
So that being said, it all comes down to Gerstein. Or Garrison. Is it Garrison or Guy? Whatever. The first ward council person.
It's all the same.
His last name. I think it's Garrison. And anyway, that's it. He's a Democrat, but he also voted for him.
It's all going to depend on do they all show up. Because yeah, if
we know those four are.
Yeah, but if, and then what if they only have six people show up? It's done.
Can't do it.
And if they could have eight people show up, but if you have two votes to not override, they're done.
Well, we know somebody will be there, and that's the mayor.
Yes, he will.
Absolutely. Bet Bill Collins will be there.
I imagine so.
Bet the law director will be there.
I would imagine so.
Bet the auditor won't.
I would imagine so.
Apparently nobody's seen her in a couple weeks.
That's what it sounds like.
Again, I ask, what is going on?
Has she already cleaned down her office?
I don't. Nobody knows. Apparently, nobody walks up and down the hall at City Hall. It's a very.
I mean, you could walk down the hall and look in the office, and you will have answers to your questions.
You know, I don't understand anything anymore at this point. There's something going on down there. 740-383-9944. Well, again, we'll let you know tonight, 8:15 to 10, what's going on Sunday. We'll have it hashed out by then, all chopped up of what the plan is and what's going to go on. And
maybe you will have heard from some more people and you'll know some more.
Who's going to attend? I'm sure, yeah, I'm going to count some votes today myself.
You're going to do
vote
counting.
I'm going to do vote counting myself and find out where we are. And
Donald Trump would be proud. He likes to know that there's other people doing the vote counting.
Do you think that the mayor shirt said we're going to find an audio recording of him calling people up, so I need some votes? I need to find me some votes. Find me some votes. Could happen on the last day in office. Who knows? Oh, man. Okay, what else do we got to cover this last day of 2023? We've certainly done that story. But it's been that's a story. I always say, Matt asked, what's the difference between a story and a story that moves? This is a moving story.
It is a moving story.
There are new ports to it all the time.
Yeah.
And apparently going to move right on through Sunday.
Yeah. This story's not done.
No, just so when you thought it was a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only moving because the story's not done. When the story's done, then it's kind of set in stone because it's over.
Well, it should have been over yesterday at 3:30.
Well, not so.
No.
I mean, a lot of people feel it should have been over the 19th at the city council meeting.
Yeah. So.
No. But what I want to go on record as saying is just I don't think the mayor... For my own belief, I don't think he would come on the radio and lie.
I don't think
that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, I don't think he would either. But I think he framed his words such that he had an out.
Right, but I just can't. I can see him because he's framed his words very carefully before. But if the theory is that he absolutely 100% knew coming in here that he was going to veto those, him saying. To the question of vetoing those pay raises, those specific pay raises, it looks like I'm pretty sure I'm going to sign them. That would be a lie, because that is not what his intention was when he came in. I can't believe he'd lie. I can't. I just. What do you think, Matt?
I mean, like I said before, every time Scott Church has ever come on the radio with us, he's always been. I guess, I don't want to say cautious, but he's always, conscious of the words that he uses.
And measured.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, that's the word. He always talks in such a measured way to make sure he knows what he's saying and, like that kind of thing. So I don't think he, if he knew that he was going to veto it, I don't think he would have come on here and said, basically the opposite, that as of now, the he would not veto it, and as a matter of fact, he'd put it into legislation.
I think that's the problem. I think he would have chosen different words.
I don't know. He said, as of this day, this time of the day.
Yeah, it gave him an out. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is the thought that he knew exactly what he was going to do, that would constitute a lie. Then if he came in and said, it looks like I'm going to do it.
You're being too specific.
Oh, no, is that not a lie, Matt?
I mean, you could...
If I come in knowing that I'm not... Okay, if I know right now I'm not going to that city council meeting. No chance. I'm going. Ain't going to happen. I know that in my head. But I say, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to go or
that's
not.
That's a lie. That's a lie. I agree. But, you and I were looking at it in the strictest of terms that it's a lie. And it is. I grant you that. But you got to understand, we're dealing with politicians.
I think it's more of a mistruth than a lie.
And there, see, that's because
it would have been a lie.
I don't think
if
he would do that.
A lie is a lie. What is a mistruth? A mistruth is a lie. But we have so many ways of getting around the issue. There's different terminology. I mean, you know, well, it's just a little white lie. No, lie is a lie.
Right, and I don't think he'd lie. I just can't see that after 16 years. I don't think he would do it.
What I'm telling you is our society has gotten to the point where you use your words to work around things so that you're not telling a lie in your mind.
But you say that he knew.
Yes, he did.
So that's a lie.
Yeah, if you want to get strict about it, yeah, no, it is.
That's why, and I'm just making that point. I'm just beating that horse to death because I just, in 16 years, can't imagine in an interview that he didn't have to come in to do that the man would walk in here and lie. That would be intentionally. That, to me, would be unbelievable. Especially if he knew 5 hours. 5 hours is not a whole lot of time. No, it's an interesting discussion. Fascinating.
And I don't think people generally see it as a lie. They see it, they give themselves an out. Yes, it would be a lie. If you know you're going to do something and for you to phrase it, no matter how you phrased it, if you knew you were going to do something and you phrased it so it sounded like you were going to do something opposite, yeah, that's a lie. But people do that normally. I'm not saying it's right, but that's the way politicians operate.
But you know why? This is crucial to why I'm beating to death the question, because to me, I don't believe that's what happened. What happened between 10:15 and 3:30?
So you think that when he was here and when he walked out of the studio, he still had not made up his mind for sure?
I think when he left here, he pretty well felt that he was going to sign them. I think something happened yesterday. I don't know, and then that's what I want to know. What happened?
See, I disagree with you. I think you knew. And even the language that he was using leading up to that question where you asked him what he's going to do, even the language that he was using gave me an indication that he was going to veto it. He said too many things, you know, like the timing is really bad.
But why couldn't he have said that then? I'm leaning toward vetoing it. I'm not sure.
See, I do understand what he... Because, like, when I listened to it back the second time, I can't remember what it is.
We can listen to it another time if you like. I got it all queued up.
Yeah, go.
I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 5 minutes, but I'm just going to get his first answer. So here we go. We're just going to play it quick. In case you didn't hear it this morning, Mayor Schertzer, 24 hours ago on this show. With learning just in the last month that there is a cash flow problem, investments being sold off to pay bills, an auditor resigning, all these things, what have you decided to do?
Look, as I've stated many times before, I think they all deserve a pay increase. I think they came down with the amendments. I do think the law director and the auditors are too high, but the amendments made in the mayor and the city council, there's a high possibility that I will sign these pieces of legislation.
All of the... high possibility that I will sign these pieces of legislation.
Do you notice how he separated the first two between the mayor and the city council?
Different money.
He said the ones are high, but the mayor and the city council, I might consider signing those indirectly. So he might have just been a, put a quick comma there, you know?
Well, but... What? Run that by me again.
He basically... Okay, so he might have been like, well, these ones are still too high, but these ones...
No, the follow-up here may be important. I may have cut that too quick.
Penny raises. At this point in time, as we sit here right now at whatever...
Penny raises.
Sign these pieces of legislation.
All of the penny raises.
At this point in time, as we sit here right now at whatever time it is on December the 28th, I think it is. I think so. Listen, the clock is ticking. Today is the 10th day, so I have to take action today.
All of the pay raises. I knew I asked the full question in there. Yeah. So if he knew, then he lied.
Well, he said, I think I will. So I will grant you that if he knew then... He wasn't going to do it, then, yeah, he lied to you, but, I mean, come on, that's how politicians talk.
I understand, but I just, if it was for some kind of gain, I could see it.
I mean, Scott, do you really think he was going to tell you, well... No, I probably won't sign.
Actually, I have a question for you. I know I cut you off, but you remember?
He's getting. He's gone.
You remember when Scott Schertzer vetoed the water parks?
Yes.
Did you talk to him then?
Yes.
Well, so what did he say about the vetoing of the water parks? How did he handle that when
he vetoed
asked
twice?
About that? Yeah, but like when you asked him, how did he handle those questions?
In that time and place, I think he said he was going to veto it. I don't think he was ever in favor of the water park.
Well, I know he was never in favor of the water park.
I don't think he danced around it.
Okay. See, that's the... Okay.
I'm back.
All right, what was the question?
I don't know. I was so ticked off. He just interrupted. You know, I've taken a page out of a playbook from a couple people who've been on this radio station that when it gets to your disliking, just get up and walk out.
Please do. I feel that's important. But I've tried to tell people that they can't do that, and you know I reign with that iron claw. Don't call in. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Well, I was doing that, obviously, to... Yes.
And you ran into somebody. I heard some knocking out there.
My guest...
Your guest was out there.
Was out there for the 1 o'clock show.
Did she have any peanut butter and jelly?
I don't know, but she wasn't expecting me to come busting through the door.
You scared her.
So,
you frightened her.
So I frightened her.
Well, there you go. That's how it all goes. Well, back here at the farm, debating... What a last show of the year. We're not talking about anything that happened this year. What do you think?
Yeah.
Override the veto or not?
No.
If I had to choose, I think they probably don't override the veto.
Okay, I don't know.
But it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be close whatever way it goes.
We're already in the yes column. But biggest story of 2023.
You mean nationally or locally?
Either.
I would say probably the biggest story locally would be the total disaster that the auditor's office is in, and the replacement for Langdon not being able to do anything about it. I mean, to me, that's a big story because of all the related issues to it. You know, it affects Marion significantly. So that, to me, that's the biggest story of 2023.
Matt?
Biggest story of the year. Probably... Okay, I'll go with the national since he took my local one. the biggest national story of the year probably has to be either gas prices or Russia versus Ukraine.
It's interesting. You know, I would say locally, probably to do with the auditor, but I do think we forget about things that happened earlier in the year, and I do think that it was a story that the Democrats could not come up with a mayoral candidate, and I also think Mayor Schertzer not running for re-election was a big story when it came down the pike.
You know, that's a big story. Not only were the Democrats not able to come up with a candidate for mayor, they weren't able to come up with a candidate for auditor.
No. And nationally, I think it goes without saying, because it'll be in the history books, no matter how you feel about it, the first time a former president or president was ever indicted happened this past year.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
how that's not the number one news story, because it will live on long past us all.
Well, according to NPR, the number one...
Kind of about bugs or something.
It was people were suing because they found out there was no whiskey in Fireball Cinnamon.
Wow.
That was it.
I know that was on my list.
No whiskey and Fireball Cinnamon.
Yeah, according to NPR. That was
most memorable moment here at the station in 2023.
I mean, there's been so many of them.
No whiskey and Fireball whiskey. Wow. And they're really pulling the wool over our eyes.
There's so many memorable ones. I don't know what's the top
today,
one.
Today's
today,
a good one.
Today was a good one.
A good one. I know what yours is, Matt.
Do what? Sorry, are we talking about at the radio station?
You know the show, we're still on, don't you? You know the show's still running here.
Yeah.
Most memorable moment at the station.
At the station?
First year here.
Probably the fair.
I really liked the fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was memorable.
Yeah.
What was your most memorable moment?
Boy, there were a lot of them in 2023. We did a lot of fun things that I really enjoyed. I think just for the significance of it, the Governor Celeste interview sticks out in my mind because you had a treasurer. We were sitting in the first broadcast ever from the Treasurer's Museum. She's there. He's there. A past governor. I don't think that's ever happened. And to do that live on the air that morning, to me, I think will have some significance in the time that goes on. But Miranda McGinnis coming on for her first interview and then having that used against her in city council yeah. was a big moment as well. And also sitting there when we found out that she resigned moments prior to a city council meeting certainly is not far behind. And honestly, the last 24 hours...
It's been big.
And also when the mayor announced he was not going to run. Most fun I probably had would just be the Christmas season. I enjoyed that. There was lighting of trees and the fruitcake toss and the Christmas party and everything that went on. It was just fun.
Definitely.
So, and we're going to have a great 2024. New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well,
you're not going to no comment me, are you?
Well, I said on my last show that I typically don't do New Year's resolutions, so I haven't done a New Year's resolution. Maybe my New Year's resolution in 2024, I'll be more prepared to come on the show, be aware of what we're talking about, and on a regular basis, call in.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Matt?
I usually go with the same New Year's resolution every year because it's generic and easy to win. I usually just go with the don't die this year. You can only fail one time, and then you can never fail again.
High standards. I think after the conversation, maybe get call screeners. Maybe that'll be the way to go. We've had some issues with that over time. Time to get some call screeners. We'll hash out a lot of these problems that go on here at this station. But it's been a wonderful 2023. And as I said earlier, you know, there is one unresolved thing the entire year that at one point I said I was going to say, and I never said it because there was a backlash about it. Maybe I'll say it tonight before the year's out. Because what do you got to lose at this point? Apparently I'm Mr. No Comment, so I got to start commenting.
No comment.
If it impacts other people...
Okay.
Forget them. Forget it.
There you go.
Have a meeting on Sunday.
There you
Call
go.
Me in on the rug for it. All right. Pastor Craig coming up next with Study His Word and the Peanut Butter Jelly Truck. That's an interesting show to hear the story of this. This is well worth your time to stay tuned to this station. All right. Happy New Year from all of us here at the station, and we'll be back tonight, 8:15 to 10. And trust me, it's going to be an interesting broadcast because we are going to have reports on this ongoing story. Mayor Schertzer, after being on the station yesterday, turns face in the afternoon, vetoes the pay raises for the mayor, the auditor, and the law director, and now city council has called a special meeting on Sunday at 1 o'clock to overturn the mayor's veto. And the mayor's answer, is he going to be there? Absolutely. There you go. All right, for this very eventful day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
Don't miss it.